Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And I need to apologize. I had severe technical issues, i.e., I have no fucking internet here at the Lair at all. I've had to change carriers because of their ineptitude. And hopefully I'll be up and running by Tuesday, but the jury is still out. This next video is in regards to several emails I've received over the past couple years. And it has to do with forgiveness.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
I'm not a preacher. I'm not here to sling God at you, because you can figure that out on your own. And if you don't, sooner or later, we're all going to figure out what it is after we expire. But the word forgiveness comes up in pretty much all of, you know, the texts of across religions. Now, in case you haven't realized this, I'm not a big forgiveness guy. And what I mean by that is this. I will forgive, but I will never forget. Okay? And you will never get a second chance to I will never allow you another chance to be in a position where I would have to forgive you again. So what that entails is usually, that's it. Maybe I do forgive them, but I don't forget. And, you know, I can say this. I used to have a very extensive beat on sight list. And what that entailed was that if you got into a position where, you know, it was beyond anger. I mean, I got anger all the time. But if you were to put yourself in a position worthy of my wrath, I usually did not forget it, and you went on a list. And in my mind, the beat on sight list is akin to, I see you outside on the street, you're hit. Just that simple. Now, I changed my ways in regards to that after I got married and had my first child. I realized that executing or implementing direct action, you know, however you want to entail that against people on your, you know, beat on sight list, you know, it was not going to be healthy for me moving forward. So I had to basically forgive most of those people, but most of them, but none of them ever got another chance to take a crack at me. Some of them, I did not wreck their lives as much as I, well, let's rephrase that. Some of them I didn't beat down, I just wrecked their fucking lives. Okay, case in point. Had a dude that we worked together in the past, and you know, I was in a position where I could help this person out. I helped them and actually assisted them, I think, a little bit too much, because the help that I gave them, like, shot them right up the top. And they got like two or three promotions out of the deal, and I wound up just, you know, pounding sand. And one of the main reasons that I found out I wasn't getting promoted is because this dude I was helping him, you know, perfect his craft, literally was bad-mouthing me to everyone. And when I found that out, I was lividly pissed. And, you know, he got a slot on the Beat On Sight list. Except after I got married and had a kid, I really had to curtail what that meant. So I kept tabs on the guy. And it's like 3 years later. I hadn't talked to him, you know, since then. Found out you spending a lot of time at certain bars and partaking in, let's say, activities with said women at bars. All while he was married with three kids. Well, Facebook really wasn't around back then, but letters were written. Some letters had pictures, went to certain people, and this dude, you know, got divorced, you know, lost half his shit, usual stuff that happens in divorce. Was it satisfying to take revenge? Yes. Yes, it was. This individual, I just couldn't believe, you know, the amount of help I gave him and how he just stabbed me in the back with such nonchalance, man. Holy crap. But, you know, I mean, that was, you know, that was one of the cases. Let's see. Well, let's just say that Beat On Sight list is down to like two or three people. And chances are, I'm probably not going to run into them, so they don't have to worry about it. There's a few more that I keep an eye out for that I've taken off the list. But if the opportunity arises, there will be some payback and retribution. One of them is Dina, and she's just no longer in the service, retired as a Fulbright colonel, and if I get a chance to royally screw this woman's life up, I will, though I will not injure her or do any violence, but in today's day and age, there are many things you can do outside of violence, but not administrative violence, of course. That's always open to you guys. Now, a couple of you asked my advice. You had some serious family issues where people of your family betrayed you. And it's been, you know, I think one guy was 6 years, one guy was 10 years. And he's like, well, you know, maybe I should, you know, mend the bridges. And I'm like, why? Because you have some grandiose idea of what the relationship should be. Okay? Because you're literally writing a script to a play that hasn't happened yet. Or how about this? You judge future performance based off past performance. And if these people in your family had no problem stabbing you in the back, then my advice is to not give them another chance. All right? There's only so much room in your back for knives. And once you run out of room, you pretty much die. And it is what it is. Now, I myself had to write off quite a few people in my family in regards to betrayal. And it was very tough to get past. Now, have I forgiven these people? For the most part, I would have to say yes. But I have not forgotten, and I will not allow them another chance to put a knife in my back. One of those individuals is my sister. And as it stands now, if she shows up at the house I own in the city where, you know, I own a house, a second house, not the lair, my mother lives in it. If she shows up there and I find out about it, or if there's photographic evidence, she will be arrested for trespassing because she has been notified. The city's been notified, and so have the local police department. Now, people are like, well, it's your sister. Well, you're right. But in the grand scheme of things, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. And don't ever forget that. Because your friends, you can judge them on their actions and their character and decide if you want to, you know, have them in your life or not. And there's some unwritten rule that if they're your family, they're instantly trusted and they'll be your friend. And that is so far from the truth. I really just can't wrap my head around that. But it is what it is. Now, the most important forgiveness that you gentlemen need to learn is how to forgive yourself. There are many individuals out there who beat their head against the wall endlessly because they just can't forgive themselves. All right. Now listen, nobody here has like an S on their chest and can fly into space and resist death and be bulletproof. You're all just normal people. And on top of that, you're a human being, and you know, we are not perfect. You're going to make some mistakes. All right. That's par for the course. No one has lived a perfect life. All right. No one has lived a life without mistakes or regret. All right. The biggest part here is this. If you find yourself worrying about crap or after effects of something that you've done or you regret something you did and it is just eating you up, the best way to tone that down is to forgive yourself. All right? It's hard. You know, I'm still working through that myself, and I've been doing it ever since 2012 when I wrote my book, The Warrior's Way and Soldier's Soul. But that's a battle that each and one of you is going to have to fight within. And if you want to win that war, you got to win more battles than you lose by the end of the day. And by the end of the day, I mean when you get to the 18th hole and it's time to step into your dirt nap. Yeah. You want to forgive yourself before that happens. Now, I've seen guys racked with guilt and they committed suicide, they became violent, self-destructive, drugs, alcohol, you know, gunfights in Tijuana, and it's all because they can't fucking forgive themselves. I've talked to probably about half a dozen guys who had friends killed in a war zone, and you talk to them, these guys are just crushed. They're on the verge of tears. And all, everything they say is only if I did this, only if I did that. That's not constructive. All right. You come here on Earth, you start at point A, you go all the way to point B where you die. There's not really much in between. And the best way to get through those two points is to make friends with yourself. Forgive yourself if you fuck up. Forgive other people, but never forget. And it's up to you if you want to give second chances or not. I personally now don't. For the most part. It's that's a policy I came up with pretty much after my divorce was finalized. You step up the plate with me. You get one mistake. You're gone. And I don't mean like trivial shit. I'm talking about major, backstabbing, throat-cutting, horseshit behavior, you're gone. Anyway, I hope this was of assistance to you. And I just wanted to make this video so you guys know I fight a lot of the same battles you guys fight. And the answers are not cut and dry. They're just different shades of gray. And hopefully, as I set the example, you guys can learn from that.